Many a faith battle pivots upon the willingness to surrender everything to God. A big problem in faith is not how to receive from God's hand, but letting go of our own handhold. Surrender activates faith by releasing our expectation of how God will work it out. Let go of what you're afraid to lose.
Thanks for joining us on Life Journeys, a podcast about thriving through the worst pain that life brings. With global initiatives threatening big changes to our way of life, we're going to need to activate Jesus' words about mountain-moving faith. Words That Work is the ongoing series on Life Journeys that is rooted in releasing revelational words of faith that will work every time and with everyone. It's about moving the mountains that keep us from the presence and goodness of God. It's about defining our life purpose and identity through encountering Him. Until we have the power to move the obstacles that are destroying our liberty and hope.
Too often people seek desperately to believe God, but they don't know how to receive from Him. Yesterday the Lord said to me, "Don't be afraid of the battle." My faith didn't seem to be working for me, and my heart felt overwhelmed. In times like these, I've learned to ask, "Why are you allowing this, Lord?" He has a positive purpose. He knew it would be coming, for the mistake that my employer made was over a year ago, but God has a purpose, and I believe it is to reveal to me areas that need to be shored up in my own life. The trial's not about the trial, but it can be shocking just how strong the spiritual battle can get, even though we think we're strong in the Lord. When I'm struggling under the weight of a trial, sometimes I'm shocked by just how much more the darkness can influence me than the Word of God can. I may think I'm ready to die, but being ready to live can be even harder. And, you know, many preachers talk like they've got it all figured out, but, I'm not one of those guys. I want to just be real with you here. The challenge is learning to rest when the heart is faced with God's word and seems to refuse to believe. Psalm 77 says, "My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed." What does it take for God's word to stand toe-to-toe with the physical realities of this world and establish a greater reality than the five senses? Where does your reality stand when life seems to contradict the truth of God's word? Millions of people have lived there every day. Christians in prison for their faith. Many with family members who've been martyred. Christian Jews during the Holocaust also faced this. People like Corrie Ten Boom's family. There really is a place where the loss of all we possess, though unjust, is overcome by the inner man living for the glory of God. I've had to say before, I'll always have Jesus, my family, and food and shelter. With this, I've learned to be content. Then, it was here that I thought, I realized part of my issue is relying on my savings for my future instead of solely on Jesus. Do I have to let go of the legitimate but earthly trust in money? Understand, when you let go of what you're afraid to lose, the fear will just lift. I've learned that it's easier to believe God to care for my physical welfare when I've let go of it. Believing is much easier when we put all of our hopes, cares, possessions, and ideas in His hands. It's kind of like God saying, "Don't tell me how to take care of you." Letting go and surrendering everything to God may sound to some like giving up or giving in, but true giving in is turning one's back on God. Or it's nursing anger towards those who've made mistakes. It's living in constant fear and not learning what God is teaching. Winning is being at peace with God through surrender to Him. Many a faith battle pivots on the willingness of people to surrender to God. Living in the greater reality of the unseen is not about somehow seeing a giant God squash your enemy under his feet. The advice is simply, stop trying to see the unseen realities of God and of eternity, and live by faith. Trials can carry their own deceptions. For example, you can't lose your money. It's not tolerable. You'll be destitute in retirement if you don't win this battle your way. God can't take care of you if you're broke. Well, you see, in every battle with fear and anger and hurt, lack of surrender to God involves deception somewhere. You're telling yourself something subconsciously that isn't true. You'll live out the rest of your days in despair if the IRS wins. You worked all your life and now you're going to lose your security because God has something against you, and that's why you aren't able to believe. Those kinds of lies that are overcome are only overcome by surrender to God completely. I've said many times that in the hardest battles of life, surrender has been what God was after. Surrender to God is vital to activate faith when it seems dormant or ineffective. When I continue to try and anticipate every angle, every possible solution, and every counterattack, I remain totally bound up in anxiety. It just doesn't work to try to manipulate faith to get God to do things my way. I must trust Him to deliver me however He chooses. Isaiah 55 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. My word that goes forth out of my mouth shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Who would have thought the Red Sea parting would be Israel's solution? Or manna from heaven? Or a pillar of fire by night and a cloud by day to lead them? Or the sun standing still for 24 hours during battle? Or feeding thousands with a few fish and loaves of bread? Or the Son of God Himself coming to earth to die for our sins in our stead? There's 185,000 enemy soldiers surrounding Jerusalem's gates that were killed by angels overnight. There's Jericho's walls falling down flat from a mere shout. His thoughts are not mine. So how could I possibly imagine how He will deliver me? His ways are higher than the heavens, further than any known galaxies. How could I possibly think that I should know what shall come from the mouth of the one who superintends existence itself as He sits on the throne of glory? Yet, that is precisely the resource and potential that's given to you and I through God's loving kindness. To not surrender to His limitless power and ways is to deny His infinite existence. It's to keep Him from being God to us. Surrender releases the power of God to act on our behalf. I can't imagine God saying to the earth, "Let the sea be separated from the dry land," and the earth saying, "Nope." God said, "Let there be," and it was so. Always has been, and always will be. Believing requires surrender of not only the problem, but the way God will work it out. Faith believes He'll fix it, but surrender acts on that faith to activate its potential. It does more than trust God will save us. It trusts Him with how He's going to accomplish it. Listen, Abraham had to take his son up the mountain as a sacrifice. Israel had to march around Jericho in silence for 6 days. When my mother was in the hospital for years before my birth, my father didn't say, "When is God going to give me a vision of Jesus and my child who's not conceived yet?" No. There was no concept of God's sign or his restoration of my mother and my parents' marriage. Neither did I have any thought whatsoever the Saturday night that I was drinking heavily that within 24 hours God would come and visit me in my living room and change my eternal destiny. He's calling for a trust that puts no expectations on how he must do anything to deliver us. Trying to figure it out is sure to leave a person in a crazy place of desperation and defeat. What if he calls me to give all my money away to deliver me from financial fear? What if he asks me to forgive a terrible enemy to free me from the stress of hatred? The fact is, he has asked for my very life. The big problem with faith is not how to receive from God's hand. It is from not letting go of our own handhold. Don't just give him some of your stuff. Give him your life. All that you hold on to for your peace. I can't forget the word he gave to me years ago now. Don't have any expectations of your own. Nothing has to be the way you think it has to be. What would you rather have? Your little savings bag of gold or the unlimited resources of God's words, thoughts, and ways? The minute we come up against a crisis, we say, what am I going to do? And the right response to a crisis isn't even a question, it's a statement. God is going to work it out his way. When Job was struck down by the devil, his friends had all kinds of advice, but they were wrong. When Job said, I don't deserve this criticism, he was wrong in trying to respond to his friends. You see, the statement, I don't deserve this, is a judgmental statement about ourselves. I don't deserve this reveals that we're seeking to justify ourselves. But the answer with God will never be according to what we deserve or don't deserve if we're truly walking by faith. Instead, justify God. That was Job's answer. Justify God and say, he's allowed this for a reason that I just don't understand yet. Help me find out the truth. Don't blame anyone. God's not limited by other people's lives, and neither does yours need to be limited by other people. Life works by who God is and what he has promised by grace. It doesn't work by what people do or think or say. Life just falls apart in the hands of men, and that's why it's far better to put your life in the hands of God. Even your parents will fail you at times. Let them off the hook for not being God. Your friends will fail you. Your job will. The government will. That driver behind you will. You'll even fail yourself. Listen, let humanity off the hook for not being God. Let yourself off the hook for not being God. Live your life in the hands of God, for he will never fail you or forsake you.
You can unlock the presence of God in your life. There are revelation principles that remove the mountains, keeping us from joy, hope, peace, and purpose when our world gets turned upside down. Look for these words that work with Pastor Hartika as he shares what has helped him when life got hard. And don't forget to check out his book, The Fortress and the Firebrand, available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Thanks for listening to Life Journeys. Find new episodes every Wednesday and Saturday. And if you're new to this series, it begins with the September 16th episode.
Many a faith battle pivots upon the willingness to surrender everything to God. A big problem in faith is not how to receive from God's hand, but letting go of our own handhold. Surrender activates faith by releasing our expectation of how God will work it out. Let go of what you're afraid to lose.